So I do have one gripe I wanted to share with you.
Okay.
So I've been getting all these new coupons since I moved in.
Oh, well, coupons.
I know.
Coupons.
Oh, wait, hold on, hold on.
I can hear that.
What's the point?
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
What's the point?
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1675. We're recording on the BFO for Thursday the 12th of June 2014. Coming up on today, Say It With Dr. Stone.
A little show.
Yo, we're going to tell you about Saturday and Sunday and maybe Monday. Big Fatty, there's no way in hell you're going to get all that done. Hello, speed talkers. Big Fatty, you're just not prepared.
You make 20 minutes seem like 50, 60 minutes.
Well, you know, we were on a safari on Monday that was a two-week safari that was over in about 20 minutes.
Correct.
Right. So, and y'all, that seemed a lot longer than an episode of the BFO. Of course, we couldn't put it on double speed. But anyway, let's go back to Dr. Stone. Oh, well, y'all, by the way, Dr. Stone, who you heard at the beginning of today's little show, from the Live It Up little show, with the turnip head. Have you found the lost episode yet?
We might still be looking for it.
Oh, okay. Well, I hope you find it. When are you going to record another one?
When I get back to San Diego.
You are able to use the facilities of the BFO recording, portable recording studio, if you wanted to. Call the turnip head up there in Northern Mexico. Well, anyway, all right, fuck it. Y'all, we got up on Saturday morning, y'all. We set the
early
alarm. We set the alarm for, 6:15 a.m. in the morning, something like that?
I think so, yeah.
And y'all, the phone rang, and Big Fatty answered it. And y'all, I don't know this frozen show. I don't know anything about it, but it was some kind of goon or something.
Snowman?
Oh, is it a snowman? Yes. I don't know what it is, but anyway, this snowman goon started. And I'm like, what the fuck? You know, and oh, time to get up. So I finally hung up on it. But he said, this is Olaf. And I went, oh, is that like Olaf Philly? Which, y'all,
meant nothing to anybody. Well,
and y'all, there was a loud sound of crickets in the room. And I looked around, and David, that blue jeans guy, wasn't there. And I thought, did you never watch the
I did see a couple
the cartoon,
episodes.
The animated series, Hercules. I think the old gals played the theme song on her show. But y'all, at the end of every show, I always thought that Hercules said, "Hola, Philly," you know. And Dr. Stone goes, that doesn't make any fucking sense. Well, you know, I was 7 when I was hearing this, and yeah, it doesn't make any sense, but you know, it was a flying superhero going up into the clouds. Why did that make any sense, you know?
I had to do a little research to figure out what the hell you might be talking about.
All right, and what did you find out about Olaf Philly?
According to the Wikipedia, the source of all human knowledge.
Right.
It's not Olaf Philly that he yells at the end. It is Olympia.
But all right, and y'all, I did a little research.
You found something.
Y'all,
spent
I found
way too much time putting together a video.
Somebody is really, really much worse off than Big Fatty is. But y'all, it was a compilation of 40 of the Hercules cartoons, the very end of them, where Hercules goes, Olaf Philly!
Also known as Olympia!
But now you have to admit that some of, and I agree, some of them sounded like he said, Olympia! But you have to admit, some of them sounded more like Olaf Philly than Olympia! Admit it.
I guess to the untrained ears of a child, you might mistake.
Okay, well, anyway, y'all, my whole childhood came rushing back at me, and Dr. Stone crushed it. He crushed it in his hands. But anyway, enough of that, y'all. We were invited to a special brofkus before the Magic Kingdom opened. On Saturday, and mm-hmm. y'all, and by invited, we were invited to come and pay for our breakfast. But y'all, we got to go in about an hour before the park opened. Y'all, it was really nice to walk down Main Street, and there was nobody on it.
Well, it's nice if you're not having the gut cramps at that time.
Oh, but yeah, that's correct. Y'all, we got to back up. We were gathering, waiting on everybody to arrive, and Dr. Stone on the bus over there, he's going, "Oh, my stomach is really bothering me." And y'all, we go through the line and everything, and we're standing there, and I'll turn it over to you.
And I think I said to you, "I gotta go find a bathroom. Where's that bathroom?" And so I asked old Larry, who was working the line, I said, "Larry, where is the nearest bathroom?" And then he said, "All the way down over there." So I ran off and found the bathroom, and God, it was a painful experience.
Y'all, I received text from the stall.
I'm dying in here. I may not make it to breakfast on time.
Y'all, I mean, it was like, oh my God, oh. And of course, his cooling gentleman caller had arrived, right. And I just knew he was going to walk over to me and say, "Where's Dr. Stone? Oh, he's taking a big dump." Right. You know.
Well, it turns out he no longer cared where or what Dr. Stone was doing.
Right, it's probably best since you were taking a big dump.
Well, he did his own later that day.
Right. Well, that's true. He did.
But anyway, so I managed to finish up and make it back just in time when everyone else had finished arriving, and we went into the breakfast.
Right, and it was the Winnie the Pooh, and how appropriate that Pooh was the main character.
Right,
after your colonic calamity.
Oh bother!
And the characters came by and saw us all, and y'all, I was a little embarrassed because I was wearing the. I was wearing the T-shirt that Tom and Terry, you know, they're from up there in the Chicago's. They had given me 2 years ago. Was it 2 years ago or longer? I don't know.
Maybe.
But it says, "I'm here for the bacon." And y'all, here comes Piglet. And y'all, even Tigger commented that, "Oh Lord, here comes Piglet." And it was a good breakfast.
Really good. Yes, we got a recipe.
We got the what was the recipe
the
for?
The bacon scones.
The bacon. Cheddar scones, yes, right. And there was also a lasagna at that brofkus. Did you try it?
I did. Was it not? It was not a savory lasagna.
Savory lasagna. It was poo. It was poo lasagna. And boy, was it sweet. Okay.
Oh dear, Gussie.
And did that have anything to do with why were people taking pictures of their butthole this weekend?
Oh, because of the song. There's the first song, "Take a Selfie." And then the second one is "Take a Whole Pic." Let me take a whole pic.
Okay. So, y'all, and I never understood it. They kept saying "take a whole pic." And
you refused to watch the video.
I didn't know what they were talking about. But anyway, we had a poo lasagna. that's what reminded me of the butthole pictures. And y'all, then we were off to, where did we go next, Dr. Stone? Oh, we went to ride the Space Mountain.
Oh.
Which, dear God in heaven, I think both of us. That thing was rough.
It was.
I mean, and you were having back problems and all, too.
God, yes. It didn't help.
And anything else you want to say about that?
I was glad to get off of it.
Yeah, it really threw you around.
Right.
Plus you're in the dark.
Right, exactly.
So,
Then 10 o'clock on the dot, as tradition.
Right.
We were at the carousel.
Watching that guy blow the neighborhood again.
Right.
Right. We did the carousel of progress, and y'all, we clapped and sang and made the straight people terribly uncomfortable.
Right.
And by the straight people, we mean Larry Vader. And after that, everybody just kind of went their own way. And y'all, that's the way it works right. out best,
you
I think.
You can't herd a group that
No,
large.
You really can't. And we would see each other around as right. we would go around throughout the day. And then where did we go? We had a fast pass for the...
I'm surprised you remember all this.
What do we have a fast pass? Oh, we had the Big Thunder Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And that wasn't as rough as Space Mountain, I didn't think.
No, but it's still a good ride.
Yeah, it's a great ride, but it was out in the heat. But y'all, it's so nice. It's so nice to go on these rides that have the long lines, and you really are a one percenter.
Right.
Because you get up to the front of the line, and the host goes, "Excuse me, white trash, let these one percenters go by." And I mean, that's basically the way it operates. Excuse me.
How it feels, because that line there, it is long.
It really is. And then after that, we kind of followed. We went and did the Haunted Mansion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, professional courtesy for Digger.
Right.
And what else did we do? Oh, and then we kind of ran into Veda's group, and we followed them over to some kind of what was that thing with the talking eyeball? The laugh talking
eyeball.
You know, it was the laugh.
Oh, the laugh door. Or
yeah,
the laughing floor.
I don't know what it was, but it was a talking eyeball, wasn't it? It was Roz.
Right. These were based on the cartoons from the Monsters Inc.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's like a comedy show that they do.
Okay. And so we saw that. It was cute.
Right.
And
that's when I got the last of the cold shoulder. Right. Basically. Well, whatever.
Well, I don't remember. No. No. Because then we went and we did Belle's Adventure.
Oh, right. Yeah,
which
was cute.
It was very cute. And we didn't think we were going to like it.
Right. Because I don't really care much for the children too much. But
right.
These children actually were very well behaved and they were very sweet. And they got to meet Belle and had their picture taken
and
with them.
Y'all, they handed out little props for them, so they all were able to take advantage. And the big chest of drawers that looks like Joanne Worley was handing out the props, and they all got to be all kinds of horses and plates and.
Mm-hmm. And the beast and
the beast and the wolves. No, there was some guards and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
And then Belle came in, and they told the little story, and then each of the children got to have their picture made with Belle.
Correct.
And
they got a bookmark as a reminder.
Right. And Dr. Stone cried a little bit because he didn't get to have his picture made. But it really was quite cute. And, you know, even the cold-hearted black heart of the Vons, yo, would have enjoyed that, I think. Don't you think?
I guess so.
Okay, maybe not. But then we rode the train.
Which train? Oh yes, the train to the
Walt Disney World Express
that took us back to Main Street so that we could get out of the park.
Right, to go to Vodka Fest.
Vodka Fest.
Right, y'all. We were an hour and a half late,
and by the time we got there, they said, "Well, it's almost time to go."
Right, y'all. Thank goodness. I want to send out to Guru Nudi and his homosexual lover for hiding a couple of the. By the way, y'all, if you don't know. Guru Nudi came up with this recipe to take bacon and you dredge it in brown sugar and you wrap it around a Triscuit and bake it. Y'all, absolute original recipe that he came up with.
Groundbreaking.
He made them and brought them to Vodka Fest and they were wonderful. They were he was the belle of the ball.
Delicious, yes.
And but they saved a couple back for us. And y'all, the liquor was flowing.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Stone was feeling no pain, if
lit.
I remember correctly.
Was lit, all right.
lit stone.
Lit it up.
Right. However, there was no romancing the stone.
So.
Anyway, because by this time...
He had moved on.
Yeah. And it's probably best.
Right.
And speaking of moving on, we went to the Wilderness Lodge. And
that's where I met Karl Lagerfeld.
It was. We had a delicious supper there. And when the evening was over, we were out in the lobby giving our goodbyes to Tom and Terry and to Guru Nudi and his homosexual lover. And sure enough, there was a picture taken. It was, y'all, there was a celebrity there. It was Karl Lagerfeld. And Dr. Stone, y'all, if you missed that, Guru Nudie posted that picture. And Guru Nudie, when you hear this, maybe you could repost that picture for everyone, just so that they don't have to go back through the Twitter by 15 days and find the picture. But it was a treat. Well, how did you feel to meet such a celebrity?
I felt honored.
Well, okay.
I felt touched.
Did you inappropriately touched?
Okay. No, maybe.
Well, was there anything that really stood out about Karl Lagerfeld that you would like to share with us?
I don't know. I'm very glad he didn't order the ketchup at the restaurant.
Oh, my God. Y'all, oh, dear God. And so that was basically Saturday night, and then Sunday we decided we were going to sleep in again.
It was nice.
And we slept in. Dr. Stone was smashed by the time we got back to the hotel. We got up and we went to the Epcot,
yes.
Epcot on Sunday, and we...
Do people know what Epcot stands for?
I, why don't you tell them?
God, do I remember. I think it stands for Everybody Comes Out Cranky.
Right. And sure enough, that's true. And Sunday we were over there at the Epcot, and we went and we tasted the Coca-Colas from around the world, mm-hmm. and most of them were vile.
Right.
I liked the pineapple one. That was about it.
Okay.
And we went and listened to the land.
We did.
And that was interesting.
It was.
Yes. I enjoy that. It's not Listen to the Land anymore. It's something
it's
just about
called the land, I thought.
Well,
it?
That's the pavilion, but it's like, I don't know what it is, but they don't have, you just make me leave. You're a tiny little seed. They don't have that song anymore.
No.
I know it was ruined. My magical experience was ruined.
Ruined.
Oh, you know, that was the other thing we did in the Magic Kingdom. We went to the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to the Tiki Room, and y'all, they've gone back to the old Tiki Room.
Correct.
Which, you know, they got rid of that Gilbert Gottfried. So, anyway, we went to the land, and then we did, and then we had a pizza pie lunch.
Oh, yes, delicious.
And we had four large pizza pies for eight people, and y'all, we ate every bit of it, and we had, tell them what we had to drink.
We had the sangria, the two pitchers of sangria. But I'll tell you, the most delicious thing were the two busboys who happened to both be named Daniel.
Right.
The two Italian busboys.
But they had an E on the end of them. Not every Daniel is a sound Nazi.
Right.
Okay. Some of them are actually cute Italian boys.
Ooh.
Dr. Stone was a little moist when he got up from the table. But the sangria was delicious.
Sangria was flowing, and the pizza was delicious, and four giant pizzas.
And we ate them all. Mm-hmm. And y'all, then we were off to Soarin', and then we did the El Rio de Tiempo, which has been renamed something else. It wasn't as good.
Yeah, no.
And we did the Maelstrom.
Mm-hmm.
We went to the American Adventure.
Right.
Old Pris is dead, y'all.
Old Pris is dead.
Dead as a doornail. He's gone. He's left us. And y'all, then we were invited to a special dessert party.
Correct.
And y'all, it was supposed to be on the terrace of the Uck. The weather was threatening, so they moved us to the third floor of the American Adventure. None of us had ever even knew it was there.
Right.
Oh. Oh, dear Gussie. But, y'all, we had desserts and cocktails and watched Illuminations.
It was real nice.
And then we all kind of staggered back to the front. And, y'all, there was nobody in the park when we were leaving, so... Anyway, and y'all, then we got in, we took Drusilla with us, who we found out later on that he was so glad that we dropped him off near a turlet.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. Okay, that's news to me.
So anyway, and then the maid found him the next morning naked. But I don't know, there are probably some other details that I don't know about. But anyway, we got back in our red, what car? Dodge Avenger. Avenger. And quite frankly... Faye Driver, is there anything you would like to say about our red Dodge Avenger?
What's the point?
Oh, that wasn't Faye Driver. That was Turnipad.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com.
Oh, that's all Mexicans.
They're all Mexicans. You know.
Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. gmail.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337.
I have to remember it in 20 minutes. I couldn't even fucking remember it. I remembered all these
days. Gosh.
Oh, dear.
I got
you.
Big Freddy, you fucked it up. Me.
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.